Exodus chapter 28. Summon your brother Aaron and his sons Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. You are to separate them out from the people of Israel so that they may serve me as priests. Now, see, to start with, God said that he wanted all of Israel to be the priests. But they just weren't enthusiastic. And so he's now starting to move towards setting up a specific group of people who are going to be the priests. Now, unfortunately, that's what people need, but it wasn't God's intention. He wanted everybody to teach about the Bible and to hear his word and think about it for themselves. So, make priestly garments for your brother Aaron to provide him with glory and beauty. Call all the workers to whom I've given ability and tell them to make Aaron's clothes so that he may be glorified and dedicated as a priest to my service. They must make a breastpiece, an ephod, and a robe, and a shirt that's embroidered, a crown, and a sash. They are to make these priestly garments for your brother Aaron and his sons, so that they can serve before me as priests. The skilled workers are to use blue, purple, red wool, gold thread, and fine linen. They are to make the ephod of blue, purple, and red wool. Now, the ephod was what they wore, and then on top of that, they put the breastplate. And the ephod then was to be embroidered, really, with this fine embroidery. There are to be two shoulder pieces, which can be fastened onto, and they're to be attached to the sides. There's to be a sash or a woven belt made of the same materials attached to the ephod as one piece with it. You are to take two precious stones and write on them by graving the names of the 12 sons of Jacob in the order of their birth, six on one and six on the other stone. You must ask someone skilled in engraving to engrave on the two stones these names of the sons of Jacob. Now, in this way, he says, Aaron will carry their names on his shoulders to bring them into memorial before me. Make two gold settings, two chains of pure gold, twisted around like cords, and attach them to those settings. So the high priest looked forward to Jesus, and he carries our names, the names of God's people, on his shoulders and on the breastplate, on his heart. So we are all known by name to God. He knows us. And we are represented in heaven before him. Make a breastplate for the high priest to use so that he may know God's will. Make it of the same materials as the ephod with the same kind of embroidery. It's to be square but folded double, 22 centimeters long by 22 wide. You are to put four rows of precious stones on it. And there were to be three precious stones in each row. First row, a ruby, topaz, and a garnet. The second row, an emerald, sapphire, and a diamond. The third row, a turquoise, agate, and amethyst. And the fourth row, a beryl, carnelian, and jasper. And they're to be mounted in gold settings. And each of the 12 stones is to have written on it the name of one of the sons of Jacob. So you see that the people of Israel then were represented before God in heaven over the heart of the high priest. And now Jesus himself is in heaven, and he has us, each of us, in his heart. He really, really wants us to be saved. And so he has us in his heart. He's not doing it like it's a job he's got to do, but from his very heart, he wants us. When Aaron enters the holy place, he is to wear this breastplate engraved with the names of the tribes of Israel, so that I, Yahweh, will make remembrance of my people. Put the Urim and Thummim in the breastplate. These are two stones that flashed out answers when they were asked questions. Put them in the breastplate so that Aaron will carry them when he comes into my presence. At such times, he must always wear the breastplate, and he will know my will for my people of Israel. There's to be a robe that goes underneath the ephod, made entirely from blue wool. it will have a hole for the head, and that hole is to be strengthened with a woven binding so that it doesn't tear. All around its lower hem, you are to put pomegranates of blue, purple, and red wool, and they are to have in between them gold bells. Aaron will wear this robe when he comes to do the work of priesthood. When he comes into my presence in the holy place or leaves it, the sound of the bells will be heard so that he doesn't die. So then, this sound of the bells, I think, might speak about preaching, that wherever he went, the high priest was to make a noise. Then make a plate of pure gold and write on it, "Holiness to the Lord." And that is to be tied to the front of the crown with a blue cord. Now, although it was called a crown, it was not a great big gold thing like a king would wear. It was actually more like a turban made of material. Aaron is to wear this on his forehead so that I, the Lord, will accept all the offerings that the Israelites offer to me, even if they commit some mistakes in offering them. So you see, what God wants is for us to offer, to sacrifice something, to do at least something, even if we make mistakes in how we offer. You are to weave Aaron's shirt of fine linen and make the turban of fine linen. Make shirts, sashes, and caps for Aaron's sons for glory and for beauty. Put these clothes on your brother Aaron and his sons, and then ordain and dedicate them by pouring olive oil of anointing upon them so that they may serve me as priests. You are to make shorts for them out of linen, coming from the waist to the thighs, so that they will not expose themselves. They must always be worn by Aaron and his sons whenever they go into the tent of my presence, or whenever they come near to the altar to serve as priests in the holy place, so that they will not die for exposing their nakedness. So all the time, they were being taught reverence and respect towards God. And although we don't have all these things now as they have them, that unfortunately can lead us to forget the holiness of God and the respect that we should show him. So we've got to be grateful we haven't got this kind of system. We've got Jesus instead of all this. But the holiness of God and the respect required remains the same.